VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. federal government is now in a partial shutdown. More from AP's Mike Gracia.
On the weekend before Christmas, parts of the federal government shutting down, with the Senate failing to advance a House bill that included funding for President Donald Trump's long-promised border wall. Both chambers adjourned Friday night until noon Saturday. On the Senate floor, outgoing Republican Jeff Flake.
There is no path forward for the House bill.
But House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy was laying blame at the feet of Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
I'm not quite sure why Schumer is changing his tone now, because by changing his tone, he's shutting the government down.
Caught in the middle, hundreds of thousands of federal workers staring at being furloughed or working without pay. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Russia, China, and Iran sought to meddle in the recent U.S. midterm election, but their actions did not compromise the election infrastructure that would have prevented voting, changed vote counts, or disrupted the ability to tally votes. That is the word from the U.S. Office of the Director of National Intelligence. The U.N. Security Council has unanimously endorsed a deal for a ceasefire around the vital port city of Hodeida in Yemen. The United Nations will monitor that ceasefire. Additionally, fighters are to be redeployed outside Hodeida within 21 days of the ceasefire coming into effect. There are reactions, and they're mixed, to reports in the U.S. media that President Trump is considering withdrawing roughly half of the more than 14,000 American troops from Afghanistan. That news of the potential withdrawal followed the president's announcement the U.S. had defeated the Islamic State in Syria, and American military personnel would then withdraw from Syria. If the U.S. proceeds with its plans, roughly 10,000 American troops would withdraw from the region in 2019, next year. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has called on those in the Catholic ministry who have sexually abused children to turn themselves in. He devoted a large part of his annual address to the crisis that has rocked the Catholic Church. Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
Pope Francis said the Church has for some time been firmly committed to eliminating the evil of abuse, but in his annual speech to the Courier ahead of Christmas, he acknowledged there remain consecrated men who continue to abuse the vulnerable, taking advantage of their position and their power of persuasion. The Pope added that these men perform abominable acts, yet continue to exercise their ministry as if nothing had happened. They have no fear of God or his judgment, he said, but only of being found out and unmasked. Francis has come under fire for his handling of a sex abuse scandal in the Chilean church and acknowledged he made grave errors in judgment in that case. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Some 3 tons of African ivory sat in an unmarked crate in a Cambodian port for more than a year, until a tip from the U.S. Embassy led authorities to break it open and discover the country's largest ever haul of trafficked ivory. Port laborers told a reporter no one had ever showed up to claim the valuable cargo. Meantime, according to the World Wildlife Fund, between 20,000 and 30,000 African elephants are killed every year in order to harvest their ivory. Former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn is facing a new set of allegations from Japanese prosecutors, squashing any hopes that he would be released from custody. The new accusations allege that he manipulated Nissan into bearing the cost for $16 million in his personal investment losses. Ghosn was detained on November 19th on suspicion of conspiring to understate his Nissan income by about 50% between the years 2010 and 2015. The Associated Press has named a video company Entertainer of the Year for 2018. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
For Entertainer of the Year, the AP considered Donald Glover, Ariana Grande, Bradley Cooper, and Michelle Obama, among others. The choice? Netflix. The streaming movie and TV service added 28 million subscribers and produced a torrent of new content. A Saturday Night Live satire of Netflix intones, it would take 12 human lifetimes to watch it all. And it's been cleaning up at the awards. It won an Oscar in March for the documentary Icarus. It tied HBO this year with 23 Emmys. And for a brief moment, Netflix passed Disney as the world's most valuable media company. Warren Levinson, New York.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.